Regina, the healthcare issue dominated the Legislative Assembly again Wednesday as the opposition hammered the government on issues of shortages of healthcare specialists. Opposition leader Carla Beck again raised the issue in question period of the lack of any pediatric gastroenterologists based in the province, an issue that has been raised more than once in the legislature over the past couple of years. Beck pointed to the situation of Caitlin and Jordy Sorin, who had to travel to Toronto to get the gastroenterology healthcare services that their two-year-old daughter needed. Minister of Health Everett Hindley pledged to meet the Sorins after question period and acknowledged, "We have some gaps to fill at the Children's Hospital in Saskatoon," adding there was funding in this year's budget to develop a comprehensive gastroenterology program there. He said recruitment is also underway for the vacancies at JPCH. "It's my understanding that the Shaw is in the process of finalizing a contract with two candidates, and we'll have more information to share on that in the near future," said Hindley. "Mr. Speaker, this is a failure of leadership, and the responsibility rests with the Premier of this province," replied Beck. The Sorins were on hand at the legislature Wednesday. In speaking to reporters, they described having to fight every step of the way to get treatment for their daughter. "I had to fight quite hard for her to be seen by the pediatric GI locum. I actually don't think we would be in this position of her being sent to Toronto at this point if it weren't for me fighting so hard for her," Caitlin said. She added the family is footing the costs associated with travel, meals and accommodations to go to Toronto for treatment. "It feels like a lot for our family to bear, being the government has not done their part filling these positions. We want our daughter to access care here. We want it to not be a financial burden on our family." In speaking to reporters, Hindley further reiterated the Shaw is working on finalizing contracts to bring in pediatric gastroenterologists. He said he was not exactly sure of the time frame, but said, "I think that we're hopeful we will have that concluded so we can have the proper staffing complement there, so we are staffing that particular program." It was not just the pediatric gastroenterologist shortage that was raised in question period. Opposition rural and remote health critic Jared Clark also got to work roasting Hindley over a shortage of pediatric specialists at Jim Pattison Children's Hospital in Saskatoon, which he reported is down 15 vacancies. Hindley responded a number of steps have been taken to work to fill those vacancies, through the establishment of the health recruitment agency, through additional training programs, the creation of new incentives, as well to make sure that we are offering the most competitive compensation we can for specialists that are very highly sought after specialties, Mr. Speaker. As for the vacancies, Hindley said he believed 6.5 of those full-time equivalencies were currently in the process of being filled, and that they have candidates set to sign contracts. Progress was underway to get a remaining 4.5 FTEs hired as well, he said. NDP criticizes lobbying of government. The grilling continued when opposition ethics and democracy critic Meera Conway zoomed in on the issue of former Sask Party MLA and Finance Minister Kevin Doherty doing lobbying on behalf of Surgical Centres Inc. of Calgary, a division of ClearPoint Health, which is the private firm which landed the $6 million contract with the province to address the hip and knee surgery backlog. "Will the minister commit to tabling any documentation about communication with his former colleague and lobbyist Kevin Doherty on this sweetheart deal with their donor?" asked Conway. Hindley replied that, "It is my understanding that Mr. Doherty did not lobby on this, was not involved on this particular RFP, Mr. Speaker, so that's what I've been informed of." Hindley went on to say, "We have to be cautious when we hear from the member for, where is she from, Elphinstone? Regina Elphinstone. The member for Regina Elphinstone puts a lot of things on the record, Mr. Speaker, disparaging our healthcare system, disparaging our healthcare workers, Mr. Speaker. She called the Breast Health Center announcement a flashy announcement, or something to that effect, minimizing the impact of that particular investment, Mr. Speaker. And now she says, how dare I, Mr. Speaker, for the record." In speaking to reporters, Hindley reiterated it was his understanding Doherty wasn't involved on this particular contract. Hindley did acknowledge he had met with Doherty before, but not on this particular company. Hindley also clarified that the private clinic in Calgary was contracted directly and it was not done through an RFP. Afterwards, the opposition challenged Hindley's account of Doherty's lobbying involvement, sending the media a copy of Doherty's registration details filed with the Office of the Registrar of Lobbyists in Saskatchewan. That documentation listed both Doherty and Jeff Sterzuk of the firm Prairie Sky Strategy as having lobbied various government ministers, including Minister Hindley and Premier Scott Moe, on behalf of Surgical Centers, Inc. of Calgary.